Page 125, Unit 30. Recognizing the importance of e-commerce. The last will be the first.
You can't wait for customers to come to you. You have to figure out where they are, go there, and drag them back to your store. Paul Graham.
The above statement is absolutely relevant nowadays, as e-commerce has become more widespread and more heavily used than ever. The venture of this kind enthuses small businesses deservedly, as it is based on trading in a simple way. Notwithstanding the benefits of e-commerce stores, entrepreneurs also have to face certain challenges, and it's essential to be aware of both the advantages and disadvantages before engaging in e-commerce. The greatest advantage of all is that no physical store is required. Finding the best business location and maintaining a store is a far cry from creating and managing your website in terms of invested money and energy. Another good side is the convenience that online stores and services provide by being available anytime, even in the wee hours of the morning while shops are closed. Customers click, search, and buy. The offer is available for all, irrespective of time or location. A further practical reason, which helps the last to become first, is that a much larger market is accessible online than in the traditional way. E-commerce is particularly successful and worth running if niche products are offered and the target audience is scattered. The business and their products would not be discovered otherwise. Also on the positive side, in most cases, fewer staff are required due to not having a physical space and selling things digitally. Only the high-level functions, such as management and accounting, need human workforce. Therefore, the benefits of being online are clear. On the other hand, some people might argue that setting up a website, which is really competitive and corresponds to the press of modern life, is not easy at all. Being state-of-the-art in every aspect is a must. For that, professional help is needed to design, build, and test. Another point worth noting is that unlike in a brick-and-mortar store, you cannot get in personal touch face-to-face with your customers. Therefore, lots of effort should be made to build trust. In addition, there is the whole world to compete with, not only local competitors. If you are failing to compete globally and innovate all the time, your market share falls below what is expected and your business lags behind competitors. Moreover, any e-commerce solution faces the risk of delays in shipping because a third-party shipping company is involved. As a result, discounts might be offered on future purchases, which may undermine profitability. I believe I made the clear points of the cons why e-commerce is considered risky for enterprises. But, in essence, any form of ventures will come up against difficulties. On balance, my own view on the matter is that entrepreneurship must be run on e-commercial sites rather than the traditional way. Although the advantages are prevailing, joining the e-commerce movement must depend on the specific business model and the long-term goals.